It's a pleasure to welcome on his debut appearance, the president and CEO of Eagle Plains Resources Limited, Tim Termundi. His firm is a mineral explorer located in Western Canada. Eagle Plains Resources seeks deposits of precious metals, base metals, uranium, rare earths, and industrial metals, enhancing shareholder value through acquisition and development of early stage mineral exploration projects. Welcome to Gold Seek Radio, Mr. Termundi.
Thanks very much for having me, Chris. Excited to tell the story.
In your literature, it notes a project generator. This is a risk-averse business model, and you build symbiotic relationships with partner companies to advance exploration. This really caught my attention while preparing for today's interview. Partners fund exploration as well as make cash and share payments to the benefit of Eagle Plains Resources shareholders in order to earn an interest in an Eagle Plains project. Now, a key component of the Eagle Plains business model is clearly its spin out of interest of any project into a new company. For instance, Eagle Plains has a proposed spin out, Taiga Gold Corp. Could you give us some details, please, on this very interesting project?
Yeah, I guess essentially, going back to the project generator model, we've been around as a public company for 22 years, trading as a public company. And we're basically working on the riskiest part of the mining spectrum. We're the explorers. We're the guys that are doing grassroots work, trying to basically make something from nothing, in a broad landscape. So we found over the years that the only way to do that, because it is so risky, because you have to kiss a lot of frogs in this business, that the way to succeed and to survive is to spread the risk around. And so, a long time ago, we said, you know what, we don't need 100% of a discovery to be successful. We just need a portion of it. And so by identifying areas that we like or projects that we like, we get them cheap to next to nothing acquisition costs, usually by staking, sometimes with a deal with prospectors for shares or a small amount of cash that basically gets us in the door on a project. And then we add our geological expertise. We've got a very strong team of geologists and geotechs, and we add our input to move these projects along. And then, you know, we might spend $100,000 or a couple $100,000 doing early testing, maybe a drill hole or two to show if this model comes together. And then we try and attract another partner to come in and carry the load. And we've done that quite successfully over the years. And when these other partners come in, they earn an interest in our property. We have 100% at the start, and then they are earning in an interest. So it might be 50%, 60%, 80%. It depends how the deal is structured. But we basically hand off the risk, the bigger risk, the more expensive part of the exploration process to another company. And in doing so, they are earning into the property. As part of these earn-ins, they usually give us some cash or shares as well along the way as kind of rental payments, if you will. And, those go to the benefit of our shareholders. We use the funds from these cash and shares to basically pick up more projects, to spread out and do more and basically amplify our efforts in exploration. Every now and then, a project sort of takes a life of its own. It becomes successful. It becomes sort of gets to that next tier that it may be an early resource definition or a something of very great interest is found. And at that point, we spin that project out into a separate company. We create another company that is owned by Eagle Plains initially, and then that company becomes dividended out to Eagle Plains shareholders. We've done it very successfully in the past with Copper Canyon Resources. Back in 2011, Copper Canyon, which was spun out from Eagle Plains, was taken over by our partner, by NovaGold, and that was a $65 million windfall for our shareholders. We've done it a couple times since then in other companies, other spin-outs, and right now we are in the process of spinning out Taiga Gold Corp, which contains our flagship gold project called the Fisher Property in Saskatchewan. Fisher is being drilled right now by Silver Standard. They have two drills on site, and they are working on a 60,000-foot drill program that they'll complete throughout the year this year.
It seems as though your firm is somewhat of an incubator for interesting projects that show promise. Is that a fair assessment at all?
That's a brilliant assessment. That's perfectly accurate. We're an incubator. We give birth to these projects and we advance them, nurture them, and then bring in another company or another partner to help, you know, spend the bigger bucks to prove or disprove, you know, whether there's something there or not. Again, it's a very risky business. So, you know, you have to, you know, get used to drilling dry holes or dusters or holes that don't come up the way you'd like them to do. And that's part of the process of exploration. You have to find out where it isn't first to find out where it is. And, you know, it is basically spreading that risk around.
I like to hear that because not only are you being forthright with the potential and inherent risks, fully transparent there, but it also, I think, gives the layperson, there will be plenty of folks that are just new to the whole concept of mining and exploration today, a better feel for the overall mission. All right, moving on, the flagship property, a spin-out, that is the Fisher Project. On March of 20th, you announced that you have an option partner with a major miner, SSR Mining, formerly Silver Standard. I know many folks will be familiar.
Yeah, the spin-out effectively acts as a dividend to our shareholders. When we spun out Copper Canyon, originally in 2006, an Eagle Plains shareholder got a full share of Copper Canyon. So you kept your share of Eagle Plains, which incidentally didn't even really significantly go down after the spin-out. It stayed where it was. Copper Canyon opened at $1 a share. So basically all our shareholders were thrilled. They got a share of Copper Canyon showed up in their brokerage account, and it was essentially a free share. So as we do these spin-outs, that's kind of the way the dividend works. With Taiga, the spin-out we're doing right now, which is underway and almost completed, an Eagle Plains shareholder will get a half a share of Taiga for every share of Eagle Plains. So two shares of Eagle Plains will generate one share of Taiga. And that share essentially acts as a tax-free dividend. It just shows up in their accounts. It'll have its own value. I don't know what the value is. The market will determine that. But until that share is sold, there's no tax effect either. So it effectively acts as a significant dividend to our shareholders. So there's really no downside to this method that we're employing right now. It just creates upside for shareholders in general. Again, for us, by having SSR Mining or Silver Standard funding the exploration of this big drill program, the 18,000-meter drill program, there's zero risk to Eagle Plains. So we've managed to de-risk a particularly risky side of this business.
Your business model there actually mirrors what we're seeing in the cryptosphere today. The airdrop concept, company tokens might be distributed to a current account, you might say in an efficient manner that minimizes tax implications. And another component of the Eagle Plains Project Generator is your goal of earning royalties on properties that have been vended to third parties. Currently, Eagle Plains maintains royalties on 15 projects held by junior and senior mining and exploration companies.
A few of our projects over the years, we've either done these option deals where a company can earn 50, 60, 80%, or we've sold them outright to certain companies. When we do these outright sales, we usually get some shares in the other company, maybe some cash, keep a royalty, a 1 or 2% royalty, so that in the event that these projects turn into any producing commercial operation, we get a royalty on any of the proceeds from that. We've managed to do deals with some big companies, and especially in the uranium space. We've got royalties with Cameco, with Denison Mines, with ALX, with Areva. So these are basically just projects in the back burner, don't cost us anything to maintain. We have zero maintenance of these projects, but if they ever turn into anything, these royalties can be worth a lot of money. They're basically just one of the things we have cooking in the background while we're doing our exploration on other projects. So it's a way to take non-core assets and still have them tickets in the lottery drum sort of thing for us going forward.
All right, Eagle Plains has many other properties and partners earning on options arrangements.
Right now, we've got three or four option deals currently underway. The most important one is obviously the Fisher property that SSR Mining has. We've also got a deal on our Chico property with Abin Resources, a deal on our Acacia property, which is a volcanogenic massive sulfide project in central BC. We've got that with CRC Metals. It's been quiet the last few years as far as doing property deals, just as a result of the general downturn of the mining industry. But back in 2011, we had 24 deals going at one time. Each one of these option deals had another company spending money promoting the project, giving us cash and shares. That year in 2011, we saw almost $10 million in exploration spending on our properties, and we spent out of our treasury only about $500,000 that year. So we had roughly $10 million in exploration, a bunch of cash and shares coming in. And so that's when the project generator model was in hyperdrive. We were going as hard as we could, and we'd like to get to that stage someday. We've the downturn to acquire a lot of projects at fire sale prices. We're ready for the next mining cycle, which we think is coming. We think it's imminent. It's been five or six pretty rough years for most people in the industry, but we've managed to basically capitalize on that by picking up assets when people either couldn't afford to keep them or just couldn't afford to do the research to find them. So we've been active throughout the downturn. We haven't had a reduction in staff. We've kept our staff intact and used that resource to be ready for this next cycle.
Well, a hat tip for thriving in a very difficult climate. Earlier this year, on January 31st, Eagle Plains Resources acquired new claims at the Knife Lake area near Sandy Bay, Saskatchewan. Could you tell us more facts on this project?
Yeah, it's just a good example of being counter-cyclical, I think. We've been researching, again, as I mentioned, throughout the downturn. We've been sort of eyeing things we like and just waiting to see if they'll come open or come available for staking or whatever. And this Knife Lake area is a good example of that. It's a project that saw a lot of work in the late 1990s, early 2000s. Had over 500 drill holes put into it and preliminary resource put together of roughly 20 million tons of copper equivalent at about 1% is a bona fide deposit. It's had a lot of work done on it. And remarkably, last fall, it came open for staking. And it's just an example when things get that tough, projects like that sort of float to the surface. And that's what we were able to acquire. We're still working on it right now. We're compiling all the data, but I think people will hear a lot more about Knife Lake as we go forward. It's an example sort of like Copper Canyon. When we picked up the Copper Canyon property, it was coming off a very, very tough downturn in the business. And remarkably, those Copper Canyon claims came open years ago. So we see history repeating itself right now with the situation we're in. And we're hoping we can capitalize on it and reward our shareholders for sticking with us.
Well, listeners are encouraged to determine if Eagle Plains Resources Limited, this is, of course, is a favorite portfolio candidate of Peter Spina, our hot shot gold and silver stock analyst. Now, see if it's a good fit for their portfolio. Ticker symbol can be found on the TSX Venture Exchange under EPL. Tim, it's been a delight hearing you outline all the key developments at Eagle Plains Resources. We hope you'll find time to return to the show in coming months with the latest updates on this exciting venture.
All right. Thanks very much, Chris. Thanks for having me.
GoldSeek employees may or may not own shares. Nothing contained herein should be construed as investment advice.